So just before we go weiter, this the Gemara now is going to shift. So really the first part of today's daf discussed a halacha that says, number one, a person has to mourn a relative. So what's the definition of a relative? The definition of a relative is one of the Zion Kroifim that a Kohen Hedyet is allowed to be metametu. A Kohen Hedyet is now allowed to be metametu a mes. That's one of the special azaras that the Torah gave a Kohen. A Kohen has his own Shulchan Aruch, and one of those halachas is that a Kohen is not allowed to be metametu a mes. A non-Kohen is allowed to be metametu a mes, even though the Gemara says that there were tzaddikim that would try not to be metametu a mes, but for sure a non-Kohen is allowed to. A Kohen is not allowed to. Stating that, there's Zion Kroivim that a Kohen is allowed to be Metamatu. And by the way, not only is he allowed to be Metamatu, but Lo Yitamit says in the Torah, and there's Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, whether it means Choyva, it means Rishos, and we passing like Rabbi Akiva means Choyva, that the Kohen actually has an obligation to be Metamatu Zion Kroivim. So those are the Zion Kroivim that a person is obligated to mourn. Additionally, the Gemara said that as it relates to the Zion Kroivim, in the event that a person has one of his Zion Kroivim that are sitting Shiva, he has a chiv to sit Shiva together with the Kara. In fact, the Gemara brought a Braisa, Machloikis, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, and the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva, that the halachas often Kamoisei holds, that yeah, a person has to be Mas'abel together with his Kroivim. The Chachamim, that the Rabbim, who the halachas almost always like, the Chachamim say, yeah, there's a chiyuv, a person has to be misabel together with his kroivim. The only one that held not that way was Rav Shimon ben Elazar. But even Rav Shimon ben Elazar agreed that if it's his son's son, and if it's his father's father, then the halacha is that he would have to mourn. Stating that, this is not something that anybody does. And really, it's a chiddush because the Gemara brings a braisa, and it sounds like Medina the Gemara, three tanoim opine, the chachamim, so we literally have all the chachamim in that discussed the shayla, that we're in agreement that there's such a concept. So based on that, it would seem logical that this should be halacha l'maisa. And the truth is, the Mechaber says that it is halacha l'maisa. The Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Aveilos Siman Shina and Dalas of Katan Vav, he brings this halacha. Kol misha misabel olav, misabel imoy, im meis loy meis. V'chulu v'chulu. It's a long halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So why is the minig not that way? It's based on the Ramah. The Ramah says, v'yesh oimrin, today the minhag is to be makel in this avelus. What's the reason? Because the whole inyan of this avelus is mishum kovet amesablim. It's to give kovet to the mesablim. Va'achshav nagu kulam limcha. The minhag is that if a person has a karev that's sitting shiva, that karev is meichel al kvoidai, and that's why this halach is not nogeya. So this implied mechila that the karev is being meichel his kroivin, and that's why this halach is not true. V'chein noyagin ha'idna, sh'loi v'sabel klalon ha'mesablim, and then the Ramah concludes, v'chol ha'machmir bazeh, let's see, somebody says, I want to be machmir. The karev says, I don't want to be meichel. Einoi elemin ha'matmiyim. That's what the Ramah says. Einoi elemin ha'matmiyim, meaning there's no such inyan. So halach ha'maisa, even though based on the Gemara, it doesn't even seem like there's a way out. But the Ramah says that the whole basis of the takana was because of COVID. So we assume today that the kravim ha-meichel, ha-machmer tovay al-bracha? No. Ha-machmer, ein-e-elam and ha-matmir. That's the first story.